We are on the record.
Good morning. Today is April 24th, 2025. It's approximately 9:08 a.m. And we're here under case number 1250070. The appellant is Mishe Tedder. My name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. This hearing is being held via the Zoom teleconference platform and is being recorded via audio only. For the record, the appellant has not appeared today. And I'm looking at Exhibit 3, which is the hearing notice. And that went out on April 15th, and it went to the email address that the appellant provided. And I am finding that the appellant received adequate notice of today's hearing. I'm going to ask the person who is here to please unmute and state and spell their name for the record, and if they work for the city, give us their position.
Good morning. This is Officer Jennings. My full name is Jeffrey Jennings, JeffreyJennings. I'm a parking code enforcement officer, and I'm assigned to the abandoned auto unit.
What we do in the case when one party or the other does not appear is that we do not default the party. We read into the record what the party sent in writing as their testimony. So we'll be doing that for the case today. Again, my name is Hearings Officer Nancy Hockman. I am a city employee. I do not work for the Bureau of Transportation or for parking enforcement. The hearings officers are charged with independently reviewing the decisions of other city employees to make sure that they comply with the city code. My role is to review evidence, which includes relevant documents and oral testimony, in order to decide the case. And my authority is limited. The only decision I can make is whether or not the tow was valid. The rules that govern the hearing require that I find a tow valid if all the procedural and notice requirements were met, and the person ordering the tow followed all the relevant rules and procedures. And the appellant should know that the appeal of a ticket or citation must be done through the court and not in this hearing. This is an administrative hearing. It's not as formal as circuit court. We don't use the rules of evidence. And the decision is made by what's called a preponderance of the evidence, which means the person has to prove their case by slightly over 50%. We have exhibits 1 through 11 that have been uploaded to the case management system. And Officer Jennings, do you have any objection to me using any of those in making my decision?
No, I do not.
Thank you. So those exhibits are now admitted into the record. And I'm going to start with the appellant's testimony. And in Exhibit 1, the request for hearing, the appellant stated the following as to why they believed that the tow of the vehicle was invalid. I'm writing to formally request a tow hearing regarding a vehicle registered jointly under my name and my grandfather's. Neither of us was properly informed about the situation prior to action being taken. I only became aware of the issue after proactively contacting the city in search of assistance. Eventually, I was able to speak with Officer Jennings and explain my circumstances. At the time, I was in Texas caring for my grandfather, who has terminal cancer. I asked Officer Jennings to allow a short extension, about a week and a half, so I could return to address the matter properly. During my absence, the vehicle was vandalized, broken into, and partially stripped. I was completely unaware of this until reaching out to the city. Due to financial hardship and the urgency of my grandfather's health condition, I have not been able to remove the vehicle in time. I'm now requesting a tow hearing to hopefully resolve this matter fairly and as quickly as possible. My goal is to avoid any further fees and penalties while cooperating fully with the city. I would sincerely appreciate any consideration or assistance that can be extended in light of these circumstances. And that's the end of the appellant's testimony. And Officer Jennings, you've looked at the exhibits and heard the appellant's testimony. I'll ask you to raise your right hand to be sworn in. Do you solemnly swear or affirm the testimony you're about to give will be the whole truth? If you agree, please say so.
Yes, I do.
And please tell me why you think the tow is valid.
I'll read my officer statement. That'll cover the beginning to the end process. So this whole matter began on 3/10 of 25 when our office received an abandoned auto complaint from a citizen about a Ford pickup that was located on the 3200 block of North Michigan. On 3/21 of 25, I inspected the Ford and it appeared to be partially dismantled. The truck was missing three of the four wheels. The bumper was gone. Based on the condition of the truck, it met the definition of an abandoned vehicle, 16.90.005. At that time, I filled out a green tow warning sticker, and I affixed it to the pickup truck. At this time, I took three photos to document the truck's condition and the placement of the tow warning sticker on the vehicle. So that was on 3/21. On 3/24, the defendant called me regarding the tow warning. I explained to him, I can't pronounce his name. It's Meech or Meche. We'll just say Meech explained to me that he was working with his insurance company and he needed additional time to correct the violation. I went ahead and granted him an extension through the end of day, April 4th, 2025. At that time, I explained the abandoned auto violation to the defendant. So the day before that original extension expired on 4/3, the defendant contacted me again, requesting additional time. I again granted an extension. This was a final extension, and that was valid through end of day, April 10th. On April 15th, I returned to the truck to my reinspection. At that time, the truck remained parked on public right-of-way, and it remained in an inoperable and dismantled condition. I noticed that there were parts of the front suspension that were now missing. They were gone. I took seven photos at that time to document what I was observing. Then I reviewed my case notes. I determined the required 72-hour warning period had elapsed. The truck did indeed meet the definition of an abandoned vehicle in 16.90.005. And at that moment in time, I scheduled the Ford pickup for tow in accordance with the provisions of section 16.30.225. And that completes my testimony.
Thank you. Can you tell me when the photos in Exhibit 10 were taken?
Okay, so I don't have, they don't provide me with,
so I, these are numbers, okay, it's labeled 2024 case photos. There's also another exhibit 8, okay, which says case photos, and that looks like it was taken the day of the tow warning, possibly, but I don't want to put words in your mouth. So there's two sets of photos, and I'll tell you how many is in each.
So just real quick, so what's happened is the defendant in the same vehicle there was a previous case, and that was abandoned auto case 2024-46934. And so I'm sure what's in the record is we have that detail for that 2024 case, and then there are quite a few photos that relate to that case that was closed. I towed off of case, the 2025 case that's numbered 14802. And for my particular case, and what's going to apply to my testimony today, I took a total of, I got one, two, there were three photos that were taken on 3/21 when I did the initial inspection. And then I took one, two, three, four, five, six, seven photos on the 15th when I returned to tow it. And if you have any questions about any specific photos, just describe them to me and I'll find them and I can explain.
I think you mean April 15th, not 3/15, when you said you took...
I'm sorry, you're correct. Yeah, that is okay. Correct. Yeah, I was wrong.
Okay. Just for future reference, if you would spread the word that the hearings officer needs to know when photos were taken. So if people could be prepared with that, I'd appreciate it. And those are really my only questions. Please go ahead.
No, I was just going to say I have actually made that request multiple times over the many years I've been here, and I will go and I will ask again, because it's difficult for the officers over here, because when you bring up an exhibit number, I have no idea what that is. But I'll see what I can do, and I appreciate you letting me know.
And perhaps, I'm just thinking out loud, when the exhibits are uploaded, there is one that says 2024 case photos, so that helps labeling it that way. So I probably can discern from the way they labeled the groups of photos that were uploaded. So your testimony that the ones that just say case photos or the ones taken later is helpful. Anything else to add?
No, I just wanted to say that I had multiple conversations with the defendant, and I made every attempt to work with him, and I did make the violation clear to him, and I did my level best to give him as much time as he needed, but unfortunately the vehicle was in a condition that was deteriorating rapidly when I arrived and towed it on 4/15. So
thank you. Okay. Since the vehicle is still in storage, I do need to make a decision on the record. So I'm going to ask the clerk to pause the recording, and I will be back in a few minutes with my decision. Thank you.
We're back on the record.
The vehicle in this case was towed on April 15th, 2024. And I will repeat what the officer said when I write my written decision, but what I am finding is that the vehicle appeared to be in inoperable condition, and it was given a warning, and the vehicle was remaining in that condition inoperably after 72 hours. So it met the definition of abandoned vehicle, and it could be towed. I'm relying on Exhibit 8, which is photos that were taken on April 15th. The third photo shows the vehicle with three of the wheels removed, and photos 1 and 2 shows parts lying around. therefore, the vehicle could be towed at the owner's expense. So the appellant is now on notice that the retrieving the vehicle will be at the owner's expense, not at the expense of the city. So the appellant should go retrieve the vehicle right away. And that is the end of my ruling. If you think my decision is wrong, you have the right to appeal to the Multnomah County Circuit Court, and information about that decision, about that process will be included in my decision. And I'll be issuing a written order further explaining my decision within a week. Thank you, and have a good day. We'll go off the record.